Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardener.
I see skies.
Welcome to the Fall Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Fall's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I apologize for the quality first thing this morning. My internet is not working very well, and so I'm just waiting to reconnect so that I can have a better quality for you. We'll be soon. Don't fret, but working on it in the background here as we speak. Anyways, I wanted to wish everyone a happy Father's Day. It's a great little Sunday. It's a better day than yesterday with all the rain. Supposed to be a nicer somewhat day, not as much rain, a little cooler. Nice day to relax, get out, do some things if you want, garden, mow the lawn, whichever, right? Do something just to enjoy your time. But nice little Sunday to be getting out there. So definitely looking like a little bit better of a week. Had lots of rain the past feels like every day, we're almost in summer. Few days away, and we should be good to enjoy that time frame. Hopefully, it starts to warm up and act a little bit more normal when it comes to our weather. Because I'll tell you, it has been tough to do anything. It's been tough to get going in the garden. It's basically extended the spring season, in essence. So a lot of the things that we haven't been able to do, you can continue to do, but you haven't been able to enjoy the outside. I swear, every weekend for the past, I don't know how many weekends it's rained. So weekend work outside has been rough to do. So hopefully that changes in the weeks to come. But we shall see. Only time will tell. So, if you haven't been able to, mowing the lawn usually is, a weekend chore. I ran out there yesterday morning before it rained, did as much as I could. There's still plenty to do, but, it's good to get done. But if you haven't, this morning might be the way to go, compared to just off and on showers here and there, possibly today. I just kept going with the rain at one point, didn't realize I was in the woods area, and, I was like, when's the rain going to start? I walked out of the woods area and I was like, oh, okay. It's already started. It must have started a while ago. But that's, it is what it is, right? So can have some good weather going forward so we don't have to dodge those raindrops to do things. I'm still trying to get about 20 yards of loam spread out. And every weekend I try to do it, I can't. So we'll see how it goes for me. Hopefully some of your projects that you've been looking to do are, aren't being put on the back burner because of the weather. You know, putting some plants in, working on the garden, the veggie garden. Veggie garden should be, thriving at this point with some of the temperatures, some of the rain, not having to worry about watering as much, those types of things. So it should be a good day, good for that aspect of it. We're just looking to have some nice days to be able to enjoy it out there, especially on the weekends. Anyways, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we are just getting started here. Again, I apologize. The quality isn't where we want it to be this morning. We're just waiting for my internet at home to reset for the fourth time I've done it this morning. But I digress. We'll get there in the next segment or two. So I appreciate you hanging in there with me. Now, what else is going on outside, right? I noticed, we've been talking about it for a number of weeks here, a lot of the trees that had some issues over the winter. I have, as an example, a Rosa Sharon tree form. I have four of them in one area. Up until a couple, 2 weeks ago, three of them had, started to leaf out. The fourth one, not completely. Well, just started to leaf out yesterday. Crazy how it happens, but it just started to leaf out. So, it is something that on a lot of our other trees and shrubs, let's see what happens, right? Let's see if some of them start to form some leaves. And I know the Rosa Sharon is a late, forms its buds late. But let's see if some of our other trees that have had some issues start to form some buds, some flowers. It's once the weather starts to turn a little bit warmer, maybe that'll help, right? That might be a good thing to do. So we'll see what happens with it. I don't have all the answers, but I'm really, really hoping that that this, so once the weather turns and warms up, that our leaves on some of these plants will start to just wake up a little bit more. It's hard to watch them, right? When it's really all weather related and there was not much you could do. So we'll keep on looking out for them. If you haven't fertilized some of those trees or shrubs that had those issues, try it out. See if you can get them taken care of at this point, because I think that we should be doing all right soon. I don't know. I am optimistic, hoping that it will work out for us. So we'll see what happens. Only time can tell us as we go on throughout the season. But a lot of those trees, take a look at the bark. Take a look at, the formation of the plant. See if there's anything else that you're seeing going on, right? Take a look and see, is the bark, if you scratch the bark a little bit, is it green underneath? If it's green underneath, we're in business. That means a good thing. That means the plant is okay. And that the plant will come back at some point. But if we're looking at brown, and you're looking at brown in most of it, it's most likely not going to come back or make it. So keep that in mind. You know, that is something that, you know, at this point in time, just we're on that border. Like if it's green, okay, it's just really stressed out. If it's not, probably time to get rid of it. You know, kind of the same thing with some of the hydrangeas that are out there. You know, a lot of hydrangeas at this point should have leafed out completely, right? But a lot of you have noticed that the hydrangeas are, all the leaves are just coming from the base up. You know, it's not really forming anything higher up, especially some of the bigger ones, because of the winter months that we had and what it did to our plants. So something to keep in mind, you know, with these guys is we're just about that time where we should probably cut the sticks, right? Cut the sticks to get them ready for, you know, the rest of the year. Cut them back so that the rest of the plant can grow. So just something to really be thinking about as time permits, right? So keep that in mind. We here are going to take a break. You can call us. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We should be back in a few minutes.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Cue the Air Force. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're still having some technical difficulties here on my end on the internet. Can't get it to actually turn on the way it needs to be, so I apologize. So I'm on my cell phone. I didn't want to have a disconnect here and not have a show. So again, I apologize. But we're working on it in the background as much as I can without not being on the radio. So we're talking about a few things, right? We're talking about those hydrangeas right now. Those hydrangeas we're worried about because a lot of them have just formed leaves coming up from the base. And then from there, they are, still sticks, a bunch of sticks everywhere. So it's an issue. It's something that we're, a little worried about, trying to figure out why, this did this. A lot of it had to do with Mother Nature, right? Mother Nature decided she wanted to be all over the place for the winter. That's fine. But it really did affect our plants. And so, the hydrangeas themselves really just kind of died back more than normal. And so, usually about 2 weeks ago at this point, we would have already cut all the sticks. And it's just been waiting, holding on hope, hoping that it would all work out, right? But, we'll see. It should be fine, especially because of the fact that you see the leaves forming. But just realize this year you're probably not going to get as many flowers or any flowers, right? You're going to have to realize that, you probably are going to have to start cutting those sticks back. If you haven't already, because they're in that time frame where they just need to be able to focus more on the rest of the plant, focus on the leaves, focus on everything else, right? So hopefully that will, help the plant. It should, for next season, help them get back into normal, right? So it's not easy. It's not one of those things where there's a book that just says, all right, this is how you're going to do it. You know, there probably are books, but you get what I mean. It's not exactly, because the weather changes every year. You never know what's going to be what. So something to just keep in mind as the season goes on. You're cutting them back, you might not get flowers. You might get lots of nice leaves, which is a good thing. That means the plant is still thriving. It just needs that season to come back and reset. So something to keep in mind. You know, also with the with those hydrangeas, if you haven't fed them, or even if you did, say you fed them early with like a 10-10-10, probably a good time very soon. So, you know, this is something that, a 10-10-10 on a hydrangea can be done 6-week intervals a couple times a year. So, if you did it early spring, you'd be able to do it again, right? Help keep those leaves healthy, keep the rest of the plant healthy, even though you might not get the flowers. But just keep in mind you're doing this for next year. You're trying to make sure that next year those plants are successful and they continue to work. So, no, it's not the easiest thing. We're not sitting here saying this is the quick fix for good of it, but it's definitely worth trying to take care of. We're also, I don't know if anybody's, I noticed it on mine. I have an endless summer in the backyard that is very chlorotic. You know, this last year with the drought and all the nutrients kind of getting removed, you kind of see that it was happening. So looking for something, maybe the boost of iron, something to help green it up, right? Had a rough couple of years, so that's just part of it. But we'll see what happens as time permits. Anyways, we're going to take a break here. If any questions, you can call us 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspoma.
USA News Update.
I'm looking forward to this campaign. I want you to know why. Because you've got a story to tell. We've got a story to tell. I've got a record to run on.
President Biden in Philadelphia for his first major 2024 campaign event hosted by union members.
He said he's proud to be the most pro-union president in American history and that he's looking forward to running for re-election. Pennsylvania is once again seen as a key swing state in the upcoming election after being won by Biden by 1 point in 2020. I'm Chris Caraggio.
Turning now to sports, Brittany Griner back in the news. Here's USA's Jerry Barmash.
The Phoenix Mercury and Brittany Griner will be allowed to take charter flights for the rest of the season. She was harassed last week while waiting for a flight at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. The six-time All-WNBA player spent 10 months in a Russian prison in 2022 on drug-related charges before being released in a prisoner exchange last December.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, If you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And definitely apologize. For some reason, my entire internet connection in my house isn't working today. And so I'm on my cell phone. As this is part of, part of what happens, right? But I wanted to make sure I had the show going for you. It's a weird. I've just reset the whole entire house during that last break. Let's see if it worked. Because one half of the house was working, but the half of the house that I'm using wasn't working. That's all right. We'll keep on keeping on. That's what we do here. So again, I apologize for the sound quality. Working on it as time permits here. It's one of those things. You just got to do what you got to do. Anyways, so we've been talking just about, you know, our plants and what's going on. Talked a lot about hydrangeas. It is something that at this point we could, you know, if you haven't fertilized again for the second time with like a 10-10-10, take care of the plants. Those plants that have had some issues this past year, right? Some of the plants that, you know, didn't leaf out early or didn't flower. Make sure you do something to take care of them. Make sure, you know, you do a little bit more for them. So something to think about, as time permits. So definitely worth it as we're looking for our plants to bounce back next season. It's not just about this season at this point if your plants are having some issues. A lot of weeping cherries this year. A lot of weeping cherries. It's like almost everywhere you look had some issues where part of it just did not come back. You know, same type of thing to be thinking about. Look, see if there's green in the branches. See how it's looking. See what else is going on, because that's part of it, right? There's most likely a lot of green underneath some of the branches, and you'll be okay long term. But for the time being, plants don't look very good. So just do some checking, see what you can do. You didn't fertilize, still time. The temperatures have been so cool that the plants still think we're kind of in that spring season, right, and going that way. So we'll see how it goes. As only time will tell us, you know, really what's going on. So we'll see. This kind of the theme of this year is kind of have to wait and see what happens. So we'll just keep that in mind. But if you have some questions, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, here's hoping that, you know, I get internet back in my house soon for all of your sakes. Probably a little bit of an echo, and I apologize. You know, we're working on it at my house the best I can. I got to still do the show. Just my major connection of the internet won't reconnect. Ah, well. So let's talk lawns a little bit, right? Lawns still have some time to be put down. Why is that? There's so much rain, so much cool temperatures still, that you can still be patching, putting stuff onto the lawn, getting those types of things done, because the ground is still warm enough and it's not too warm to the point where the seed isn't going to germinate, or it's going to go dormant, or it's just going to be too hot, right? Those are all things that, you know, usually at this time, you know, kind of worry about. But we don't have to at this point. So what I'm saying is, let's take a look at adding the lawn to this time frame if you can, if you still, you know, if you still haven't, right? It's one of those things where there's plenty of time to be putting the lawn in. I'm still trying to do it. Hopefully next weekend I'll be able to with some of the changing of the weather. But if you haven't done it, there's time. Adding seed, filling the lawn in. You know, this is the perfect opportunity to make sure that the lawn is filled in and it's, you know, working that way. So it's a good time to put seed down still. Usually in June, you're like, eh, I'm a little late. That's okay. The temperatures, the rain, everything is actually helping a lot of grass seed germinate. It's thickening up. So just something to think about, right? You know, putting that starter fertilizer down first, putting the grass seed down after. These are all things we should be trying to do right now to get, you know, the lawn filled in. As time progresses, once it gets hotter and hotter, probably won't be able to have time to do it, right? Just something to think about. So, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, plenty of time to be getting out there today. Weather-wise, you know, gonna be warmer than yesterday. Still some rain here and there, but not as much, more clouds than anything, from what I understand. I didn't really get to do all my morning research, as we all know that weather changes, I don't know, 100 times a week here. So anyways, our phone number, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to go right to it.
Yeah, we've got Joshua from the Cape. He had a question about his hibiscus tree and hydrangeas.
Sure. Joshua, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Well, first first of all, happy Father's Day, because I know you have a couple of girls. I have a dog, so I guess I'm a dad, too. Now, to some extent, he is like a person. Okay, so here we go. This is the first time I've ever seen one. I planted it a couple of months ago, roughly. It is a hibiscus that was made to form into a tree.
Okay.
Most of your hibiscuses are not trees. This is approximately 4.5 to 5 feet tall. The trunk of the hibiscus is 2.5 feet tall, and then the rest is the plant. It's flowering beautiful, but the problem I'm having is the leaves have yellow spots that are actually holes. And I did look on the back of the leaves and stuff. Yes, I did find a bug here or there, but it's not infested. I just don't know why the leaves keep turning yellow, but just where the holes are on the leaf. I called CL Pinar yesterday and tried to explain to her. She couldn't figure it out either, and neither can I. So I figured I'd call you.
I would honestly think that some of it has to do with the weather, right?
Yeah.
Some of it, what's happening is, the rain that we're having and then the sun hitting it on some of it can cause, like, sunspots, which will almost, like, burn right through, right? So that happens sometimes. I think for a insect issue, I mean, even if you're seeing a few here and there, what it's showing me is a piercing, sucking type of insect. So that means, they will pierce the leaf to take the chlorophyll out. Eventually that area will cause a hole, turn yellow. Whereas if they were a chewing insect, you would have seen holes on the, starting from the outside, et cetera. So,
right.
So that being said, what I'd be looking at doing is a couple things. One, when it stops raining at some point or, you have a 24-hour span, using a oil-based spray, so like a horticultural oil or something like that.
Yeah.
To spray the whole plant down. Because what that'll do is, based on the hole, if there is an insect, or based on the what you've told me, if there is an insect, the oil is the best way to take care of them. Right? It'll suffocate them and take them that way. The other thing that's kind of happening is our plants are being kind of overwatered at this point.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so some of them are starting to turn yellow. Some are having random spots like this. It just kind of happens. As time goes on, as the weather changes, I'm sure you'll see some changes on the plants themselves.
Okay.
So just keep that in mind as well. I think, it has a lot to do with, the weather and really what's going on.
Yeah.
It's something else right now.
The other day here on the Cape in Barnstable, we had like crazy thunder showers with high winds that just came on like a hurricane. And it beat the crap out of my flowers. Like daggers were stabbing them. Rain was coming so hard. It completely destroyed my pansies. I did notice. Now my hydrangeas came back that I planted last year because I've spoken to you a couple of times about these. Yeah, and I was worried because as you were saying earlier. There's really no growth coming out of the stalks. It's only from the bottom up. And I notice that with anywhere I go and see hydrangeas, it's only from the bottom up this year because we had such a weird winter. And it killed quite a few roses, too. The roses took the brunt of that. But now, I'm curious. Now, I planted this hibiscus tree. I don't know if it, if I have to take it inside during the winter, dig it out.
Most likely from what you're describing, it's going to be one of those ones that does need to come inside for the winter. Let's do this. The breaks are about to hit. Hang tight with me. Everybody else, our phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Will Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years.
60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were discussing whether or not the hibiscus that we've been talking about needs to go inside. Now, that hibiscus you have, the flowers on it, it's a tree form. It's not a Rose of Sharon. This is just a hibiscus, like a tropical hibiscus, right?
That is so funny that you said that, because she asked me the same thing. She was like, are you sure it's not a hydrangea? I said, it's not a Fuji. It's definitely a hibiscus. It looks like it could be, but it's definitely a hibiscus. It's orange flowers, you know, three, four flowers at a time. So I don't know if it's native or not, though, Patrick. And
no. That sounds like a tropical hibiscus. So this would be one that you would definitely have to bring in during the winter. It won't, even though, you know, on the Cape, that area, it's a little bit warmer than the rest of the state. It's still not going to make it through the winter.
No.
So it's definitely something that if you want to continue to have for the years to come, it is something that you have to bring in before the first really major frost.
All right. Now, I guess if I'm going to have to do this every year, maybe I should put it in like a 14-inch pot and then just put that in the ground so I can pull it up every year without disrupting the roots.
Yeah, that's probably your best bet if you want to keep it in the ground. You know, I will say this. A lot of people have actually started, you know, just using containers and putting them in the garden and having them a little bit higher instead of putting the container into the soil itself. You know, because this is my thought process, right, is if you put it in the ground and the root, you know, there's holes in the container, obviously. The roots are going to come through the bottom and start to form in there and attach itself in that area. You know, that's why I was thinking maybe just put it in the container in the garden. And I'm seeing it more and more the past few years. You know, it's actually kind of cool looking, just the difference, because you can get a nice looking pot.
Right.
Add a different color to it, right? And it just makes everything just kind of pop. So that's what I would look at doing.
It's been in the ground for approximately 6 weeks now.
Okay.
so I should get it out of there today.
Well, no, not necessarily. I mean, you could leave it there until the fall. You know, let it do its thing, right? You know, it's thriving at where it is. But just come to the realization that at some point later in the season, in September-ish, you know, you don't want to do it in August because the time frame is going to be just it's super hot and affecting the root system could do something to it. So look at, you know, September-ish and then taking it, you know, taking it up and repotting it and going from there. I would also say that, you know, you might it might cut off some roots, and that's okay. That's going to happen. The other thing just to be aware of is once you bring it from outside to inside, sometimes it does just drop a bunch of leaves.
Okay.
And that's just the transition of the plant. You know, you're going to see a lot of leaves turn yellow at that point. I would definitely
go
from there
just a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, just I want to prepare you just in case.
And now, I know you work at Mahoney's.
Yep.
Do they sell, you know, netting where the sun can still get through? Because I got like 200 blueberries on my blueberry bush, and I know the birds are going to hit them soon.
Yeah, no, definitely. You know, there is a bird netting that has about a half inch to three-quarter, I think it's a half inch that you're looking for, netting holes on it. So the air gets through, the sun gets through everything. You can buy them in different sizes. I believe it's 7 by 20, 14 by 14, and 28 by 28. So you could cut them. You could do whatever you need to do. Pretty inexpensive as a way to help protect them. I wouldn't put the netting just directly on top of the plant.
So I would put, you know, stakes.
Yes, exactly.
And have it not touching the plant, but around it.
Yes. Yep.
I've never done this before. My first blueberry bush. So, and they got all my blueberries last year, Patrick. I only have like 20 blueberries.
Well, I think the supports, the stakes, and everything on there will definitely help it. I do have to hit a break. If you have some more questions, hang tight. That's fine. Definitely help you out. Everybody else, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.